Drake May just trying to go out, have some fun, make some plays. Says he's going to be nervous. Hope he's not nervous for too long. I'd be nervous going up against that Houston Texans team that just shut down Josh Allen and the Bills. But can't go into that thinking that way. You know, it's not the way that a 21-year-old, I think, is going to be looking at his first game. I think he's been chomping at the bit to get out there. I think that, in general, you haven't really heard much from him, because if you did, if they stuck a microphone in his face or if the team made him available as often as they do some of these other players, you probably would be getting more pressure, you know, more pressure on the coaching staff and everybody to move on from Brissett and move to him, which there was anyway. But hearing him talk there and sort of listening to it, does that give you any hints into his mentality going into this game?
I think his mentality is perfect. I really do. I think he has that fine balance between confidence that doesn't turn into cockiness, that doesn't, it's a swagger, I guess. Yep. I know everybody talks about Swayman as a swagger guy. And I think he even said something about bringing his swagger to the ice last night. You have to have that in those positions, quarterback, cornerback, right? Goalie,
yep.
Starting pitcher. You might give up a home run. Okay. Get the ball back and throw, you know, an inside fastball on the next guy's chin and establish whatever. So, no, I have, this is where I say I'm a rump swab for May. I think he's handled himself really well since the day he was drafted. And I said to you, I'm going to assume his brothers are either already in town or going to be in town by Saturday night. I'm going to assume they're going to get together and have a dinner. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to assume his brothers are going to help put him in the right mindset to get out there. Probably some sort of a balance between slapping him around, don't think you're anything special just because you're the starting quarterback for the Patriots, but also, yeah, remember, like, you're part of the May family. We're good athletes. We're competitors. We go out there and we do this, and you're the quarterback of the Patriots. Go out there and do it on your field. I bet you there's going to be a good balance. I think they are going to be a sneaky key to this. I'm going to tell you later.
Drake May's brothers,
yeah,
are going to be a key to the game.
Yeah, because I think he's a key, and I think they will help set the tone in his head and in his psyche to get on the field and be in the right mind space.
What about his girlfriend that he's been with since kindergarten?
It's kindergarten?
No, I'm being a little hyperbolic.
No, but they're like the long time
sweethearts. Yeah, when he first did that initial
middle
press
school,
conference.
I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember I was like, huh, that's a little.
That's a little what?
She sunk her talons in early.
I thought it was a little weird.
What do you mean? What does that even mean? You think she knew he was going to be an NFL quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You too.
She wanted a bag of May.
I do not condone any of this. I do not that's love.
I'm not, I don't know that. I don't know anything about her. I don't know anything.
And it happens a lot, more than you'd think, actually.
The high school sweethearts, the pro athletes? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I think in a weird way, it happens more than you think. Because most people think, oh, the hotshot athlete, he can get any girl he wants in high school, in college,
well,
in the minors.
If we're being really, if we're keeping it funky here, they may have their high school sweetheart,
maybe.
But then they still go out and, you know, do whatever they want. Like,
maybe.
These are pro athletes.
Well, that's been
about
an interesting part of the Hernandez show, Christian, last week, showing Shania.
Yeah.
Like, as she's starting to meet other players' wives,
oh, yeah.
And they're like, yo, you got to lock it down.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, my man's different.
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly.
we as a viewer are like, you don't know
sure
half of it, honey.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's take a call here. Good friend Steve in Fall River. Go ahead, Steve.
How are you? I wanted to just chime in about this Jeremy Swayman signing.
Okay.
The last time I called to talk to you about it, I used the word whacked off, which was your attitude about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you.
Thanks for bringing that back
up. I didn't think Swayman was as upset about it as you. And he won. You got to give the guy credit.
Yep.
He got the Brewers to blink and flip out at this press conference, run their mouth, be unprofessional, and what, 3-4 days later, he got over the 64
million. Yeah, but Steve,
million.
You understand that you're wrong about him being upset about the arbitration thing and the lowball offer and all that. He was very loudly upset about that.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the way the negotiations were going after
okay,
I
fine.
Heard him talk on Shut Up Somebody's podcast and
yep.
on and on and on. He sounded like he figured out the way this was going to work. And if he was upset, then he's a pretty damn good liar. But
okay.
he won.
Yes,
plain
he did.
And simple. He won. God bless him.
Okay, what's your Drake May take?
These people that are calling in, they want him to sit. They want this. They want that. They have no idea what they're talking about. You're right. There is no plan. Remember, sports is a derivative of war. Use all these war analogies.
Mm-hmm.
The first axiom in war is the first casualty of war is your battle plan. There's no plan. You have to be ready for every contingency. And they had no plan. you're sitting here. Think of how absurd it is. What did he learn from sitting behind this bum, this $8 million waste of money? Nothing. You've already said he won nothing. Someone said, try to quantify how bad this $8 million the Patriots spent was. I said, it's the second worst expenditure in Massachusetts in 2024. You know what the first bad expenditure was? The goat of all bad expenditures in
What's
Massachusetts
that, Steve?
In 2024? The first $8 million Maura Healey spent on migrant assistance.
Okay, thanks for that.
Ay, ay,
ay. In my tool shed.
Yeah,
them boys been whacking it.
That's nice. All right, 617-779.
That's your guy.
793-7 is the phone number.
You have the button.
I have the button.
Your host won.
I didn't know he was
you got the remote.
I probably shouldn't have even asked what the worst thing was.
Arcan does give people a long leash.
I do sometimes. Sometimes
long leash.
Sometimes I'm quick.
You got to do
like that guy who was talking about his high school the hockey team. Which, by the way, that guy came to the bar yesterday.
Yeah,
he's like,
he showed up.
He goes, "That's who you hung up on." And I was like, "Oh, hey, man, like, sorry." And he's like, "Yeah, it's not even my real name." And we hung out for a little. He's a good guy.
He was very nice.
Andy, did Arcan keep the same energy? Keep that same energy?
Well, I told him, I was like, we couldn't, you understand why we had to cut you off? I told him that. He said, yeah, I get it. So, you know.
And then
he
brought up the two-goalie system in high school again.
Mm-hmm. And that was an off-air. It was a better conversation for off the air, I thought. Anyway, let's get to it right now. It is time for our picks for week six. Now, Jacob, how'd we do last week?
Last week, you guys went 4-3.
All right.
Victory!
We both went 4-3?
Yes. Okay. Biggest L you guys took was the Jets. Choosing both of you chose the Jets.
Yeah, that was not a good pick.
In hindsight, that was regrettable.
I agree. So wait, we were the same on a lot of picks. So on the ones we disagreed on, who did better?
I think it was the same. It all balanced out in the end.
Okay, it was all right.
Yeah, we would have to split. If we went the same on the ones
we went 4-3.
No, I know, but if we both picked certain games to get to the same record, we would have had to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. It would have had to have been the same. You're right.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm very burned out right now. All right. So what do we got for this week?
First up, Jaguars versus Bears. I think this is in London.
It is.
It is. It's
Sunday
a London
morning.
Game. 9:30 a.m. kickoff in London, in jolly old London town. It's a 1-point spread, I believe, right?
It is a 1-point spread, and the Bears are favored.
Bears are favored by one. I'm going to go ahead and take the Jags.
Ah,
this
damn
is
it.
A home game for Jacksonville, right? I know that the Bears are technically the home team here, but the Jaguars are the team to play out there every year. They just got their first win. I think the Bears are good, and I don't think it's going to be an easy walkover or anything. But if we're just going pick them here on a 1-point game, I'm going with Jacksonville.
Same. Jacksonville, I think they're not as bad as a winless team. I love Brian Thomas. Trevor Lawrence seems like he's starting to like Brian Thomas. Mm-hmm. So I think that little combo right there might be enough to beat the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears, though, did have a statement win over the Panthers, fair enough. But
is that really a statement win?
A Panthers team would look a lot better with Andy Dalton.
Statement win over the Panthers.
I mean, they beat them by like 4 scores.
That's like, did the 49ers have a statement win over the Patriots?
Yeah, the statement was the Patriots stink.
Sure.
The Bears, this would be their third win in a row. They beat the Rams by one touchdown, I think. A big blowout win over the Panthers. And I just sort of feel like with a rookie quarterback building momentum like that, that can be a good thing. But I still think, you know, this overseas trip, I got a feeling it's Jacksonville this week.
Next up, we have Washington Commanders at Baltimore Ravens. Ravens are favored by 7.
I am going to take... We're doing this ATS, right?
These
records, ATS?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am going to... I'll lay the points. This is a fun matchup. I know they've been talking about the comparisons between Jaden Daniels and Lamar and how much of a better passer Jaden Daniels is at this point early in his career compared to Lamar. I think the Ravens get it done. I think the Ravens just probably a 10-point win, something like 24-14, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, that's a lot of points to lay for a Washington team that's 4-1, but I think that they're about to run into a buzzsaw here because Baltimore has looked very good the last 3 weeks. They got wins over Dallas, Buffalo, and the Bengals last week, which is a game that they had a lot of luck in, by the way. There was that fumble in overtime. Like, that was a whole crazy sequence that led to that win, but still, momentum's momentum, and I do think that Baltimore at home here, and I know it's home, and they're both in the DMV area there, but I like Jackson to sort of put the kid in his place this week, and if it was anything more than a touchdown, I might go Washington, but I think Baltimore covers this.
Cleveland Browns visit the Philadelphia Eagles. This is the biggest spread of the week. The Eagles are favored by 9.5.
I'll take this first. I think Cleveland stinks, but there's no way I'm giving the Eagles 9.5 points. I'm sorry. The Eagles this year have been major disappointments. And I feel like on a week-in, week-out basis, any given Sunday, that team can go out there and crap themselves. So, I don't know. I think they win this game. I think Philly will win. But no way am I giving them 9.5 points. Hell no. Give me Cleveland.
Yeah, that's a lot of points to lay. But I'm going to lay them because right. Coming out of the bye, my guy Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, those receivers get healthy, make plays. I think this is a statement game for an Eagles team that needs to figure out if it's an actual Super Bowl contender. After this game, you're going to think they are.
Okay.
The Buccaneers are visiting the New Orleans Saints, and they are favored by 3.5 points.
Who did I say? Who's starting for the Saints at quarterback?
It's the Rattler.
Isn't it Spencer Rattler?
Rattler's coming out there.
Give me the Buccaneers, thanks.
I think I like the Saints plus 3.5. I think I like him to keep it close
Spencer
here.
Spencer Rattler, you're picking to beat Baker Mayfield.
Not to beat
Bucks.
Him. I didn't say they're going to beat him. I said they're going to get within
keep
3.5 games. Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's a division game, first of all. Keep that in mind.
True.
These teams, it's mostly division games, unless it's a 1-point spread. I usually go with the underdogs just because I often think that these games are going to be closer than anyone expects. I don't think Spencer Rattler is going to do much. But I also think Alvin Kamara can keep that Tampa Bay offense off the field. So, yeah, give me a low-scoring game here. I'd probably take the under, and I'd go New Orleans plus 3.5.
Bucks roll.
All right.
I'm also a big Spencer Rattler guy. I've been following him for a while. Arizona Cardinals at Green Bay Packers. The Packers are favored by 5.5.
You take this one.
I will take the Packers to win and cover. I think they're the better all-around football team. And you know my thoughts on Kyler Murray. I think he's the most overrated player in the NFL. But he won me a little bit last week with
yes,
the little
did.
Deuces up at the 40. And they might be a little bit better. He might be a little better than I give him credit for. But I think the Packers are the better team.
The Cardinals are about as big of a hit-or-miss team as there is. That was a great win over the Niners. The week before that, they got absolutely smoked by Washington. They had a big win over the Rams. And, you know, you just never really know what you're going to get with this team. In general, on the road, I don't love that they're within a touchdown here, but despite all of that, I'm going to take Arizona plus 5. I think that
That's
they will go into Lambeau, and I think that they will keep it close, and I think they could actually even win this game. I don't really believe in Green Bay all that much. I think that Green Bay has a lot of the elements that you want, but with Love and, you know, sort of his inconsistency and coming back from the injury and all of that, I don't know. My heart's telling me Arizona here, so give me Arizona plus 5.
All right, next up we have the L.A. Chargers at the Denver Broncos. The Chargers are favored by 3.
I like the Chargers here. I know they haven't scored a lot of points this year. I don't expect them to put up a ton of points in Denver against that very good Broncos defense. I think that Bo Nix is going to have a hard time with that Jim Harbaugh defense in L.A., and I think that's going to be the difference. So, yeah, if it's just a field goal, I'll take the Chargers here, minus 3.
I will take the Broncos for no other reason than you took the Chargers, and I want to create a little separation here. I don't feel great about either of these teams.
Okay.
I know both have sort of marquee coaches, like they're sort of coaching first. Mm-hmm. You got the better quarterback, theoretically, with the Chargers. Bo Nix has been playing relatively well. Give me the Broncos.
Okay. Any more?
Yeah, we got one more. Buffalo Bills and New York Jets. You know I couldn't ignore this one. The Bills are favored by 2.5, and the Jets are at home. That's Monday Night Football.
The Monday night game with a coaching change bump, potentially, for the Jets.
Yep.
You got a bump on the head, potentially, for Josh Allen. There's a lot going into this game.
There is. And I shouldn't do this 2 weeks in a row. Should never do this, period. Give me the Jets plus 2.5. I think they get that coach bounce, and I think they win this game. I think they win at home, and that Josh Allen and the Bills, I don't know if they're in a tailspin yet. I mean, they're certainly fallen off a bit from that great start they had. But I think the Jets, at the very least, cover the 2.5, and I think win this game outright.
Josh Allen pulls the Bills out of this tailspin because they should have won last week.
They
could have won last week. They shouldn't have lost the way they lost last week. Let me put it that way. Josh Allen is one of the best players in the NFL. I will much rather root for a pick in which I took Josh Allen than Aaron Rodgers. So, therefore, I will root for my Bills to beat your Jets, and so I can continue to distance myself in this competition.
Okay. I mean, there's no distance yet. We're both 4-3, so we'll see. We'll see how that actually
works
out. How are we 4-3?
Why did we start keeping score in week 5?
Because, much like the Patriots, the season begins anew right now. Right? Those first 5 games, they don't matter. None of that matters. Now that Drake May's playing, this actually counts.
Now.
The preseason is over, and we can finally start doing this here. All right, there you go. Those are our picks for week 6, fade or follow, whatever you want to do. We'll take a quick break and come back, wrap things up here with This Week in Social Media.